When business executives, bankers, and politicians talk about the economy these days, it's usually in ominous terms. There is a downturn or a recession looming. We're told that we're in need of a stimulus to inspire a recovery and maintain robust growth. Well, we thought it might be helpful to define some of these and other terms that we're likely to hear more of as the debate over a tax cut gets underway with the new administration. So we've called upon Professor Jeremy Siegel, who explains these things to business students at the Wharton School in Philadelphia. Jeremy Siegel, first, what qualifies as a recession?
We economists have a working definition of a recession as two consecutive quarters of declining output. And we measure that by GDP, real gross domestic product. So if we have two consecutive quarters where that growth is negative, we call that a recession.
By negative growth, you mean that if a given country produced $100 worth of goods and services in the third quarter and then $99 in the fourth quarter and $98 in the third, that's a recession.
Exactly.
Well, what then is considered robust growth of an economy?
Well, robust growth is above the potential growth or normal growth of the economy. We've been seeing robust growth in the U.S. economy over the last 2 years of about 5%. And even the most optimistic economists think that it's unlikely our economy can grow much faster than maybe 3 to 4%. So we've been seeing very robust growth until this very latest quarter.
Well, what then is a downturn as opposed to a recession?
A downturn means a slowdown in the rate of growth. And because we've had such robust and rapid growth, even if we don't slip into a recession, in other words, even if our growth goes down to only 1% a year, which would be qualified as a slowdown. Some would call that a hard landing. It's not quite a recessionary landing. It's not quite a crash landing, but it would be quite a come down.
What's a soft landing?
A soft landing would be bringing that growth rate of, let's say, 4, 5, 6% down to the more normal level, long-term level of growth of 2 to 3% a year. That's the ideal, and that is what we say the Fed wants to achieve, a soft landing where we go from too rapid growth back down to just normal growth.
But in the process of going from very rapid growth to, as you say, just normal growth, the economy slows down in that process by not growing as quickly as it used to.
Yes. Unfortunately, the economy is not as fine a machine as, let's say, an automobile. We could take our foot off the accelerator and get it down from 70 miles an hour to 50 miles an hour without first having to slow it down to 40 or 30. But we don't have those exact levers on the economy. So the Fed, by having raised interest rates last year, was trying to slow the economy down. Maybe they overdid it, and other factors come into play that are now getting us below the speed we want to go.
Well, if a recession consists of two consecutive quarters of negative growth, how do you know you're in a recession until you're deep in it? That is, if only one quarter doesn't qualify as a recession, don't you have to be deep into the recession to know that it's a recession?
That is an excellent point. We economists often don't know we're in a recession until we're already out of a recession. GDP data only comes in quarterly, and it comes in with quite a lag. It's almost a month late after the end of the previous quarter. So if worse comes to worse, we couldn't actually say for sure that we were in a recession until the very end of July of this year. So we have to guess. We have to use fragmentary data, incomplete data, monthly data or weekly data to try to see whether we could project the two consecutive declining quarters.
Jeremy Siegel, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you for having me.
Jeremy Siegel is professor of finance at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. He spoke to us from Philadelphia.